We sing glory to God. We sing glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you for a moment like this again. Oh, thank you, Father, for a receptive heart here tonight. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you for men willing to learn of you. Willing to learn of you, willing to see their true identity as you are revealed to us in the world again. As we look at the world, we say we are obedient. Our heart is receptive in the name of Jesus. Praise God. Come to the front. Have your seat, everybody. Thank you. Corrections in the church. Part 3. Trust me, it will be short. And there will be rest afterwards. Correction in the church, part 3. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 5. Like we saw in the last part, I've told you that saints are not born stubborn. Saints are not stubborn. Saints are not, they are not born rebellious. No man born again is born rebellious. Because the reason you are called born again is because you have rebelled against the rebellion against God. I don't know if you got that tautology or that repetition, that is double negation, which cancels one another. You have rebelled against that corporate rebellion against God. Against that corporate race of men that is saying no to God. That has said no to God since the Garden of Eden in Genesis chapter 3. You have left that race. The first man was made a living soul. The last man is made a quickening spirit. You are after the order of the second man, of the quickening spirit. So that race of mankind, Romans 5 verse 12, by one man, sin entered into the world, death by sin, death passed upon all. You have left that race. You have left that lineage of men. 2 Corinthians 4 verse 5. For we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your servants for Jesus' sake. Verse 6 together. One to go. For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, has shined where? In our hearts. Say, God has shined in my heart. He said to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus. Say, I'm not rebellious. Hallelujah. Say, I willingly yield to new instructions. Say, I'm in a new life. Say, I learn more of the new life I am in. So 1 Corinthians 12 verse 1 now has something to tell us. 1 Corinthians 12 verse 1. Now concerning, is everybody in faith? 1 Corinthians 12 verse 1. Now concerning spiritual, the brethren, I will not have you to be ignorant. Why? Because verse 2 says, you know that you are Gentiles, carried away unto these dumb idols, even as you were led. Wherefore, I give you to understand. So because of your previous foundation, because you have some certain type of knowledge before that is contrary to the knowledge of God's word, one thing I've learned to discover is that a lot of people in church, Christian sisters, Christian brothers, the idea of relationship, the idea of everything is so contrary to God's word. They're in church, but they have several contrary ideas to the counsel of God's word. I didn't ask somebody to come and ask me about relationship, and the first thing you want to mention is, I like this brother, but our genotype. How on earth should that be the first thing you will come and tell a pastor? Praise God. Anyway, I know that's a dicey one, but I just mentioned. See, in Christ, you have new thought pattern. There are new line of priority. When you like somebody, the next thing you go to check instantly is not if we are compatible medically. No. That's not the first, that's not the second. You are in a new life. You have a different thinking pattern. E.g., for instance, if you seek job offers, you don't rush into job offers looking at the one that pays most cannot be your first criteria. It cannot. You are a different being. Praise God. So you say, because of previous knowledge, therefore I give you to understand. Because of the previous encounters you have with you, I give you to understand. So that is why preachers, we have a commission to bring up believers in knowledge. And it must be as fast as possible. Amen. Okay, so Romans chapter 12 verse 1 now told us, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the Romans 12 verse 1, do your best, open our scripture. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present, substantiate your bodies, a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. You not say for that, and don't be conformed to the world, and be transformed by the what? Renewing of your mind. Say renewing. Say renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. So this renewing of mind, it will come to you as correction. As corrections. Renewing of the mind. Renewing of the mind. It will come as corrections. And the church is where this is done. The church is where this is practiced. That is why we have discipleship training, trainings in church. What do we do in discipleship? The trash in the believer, we take it out, we put new things there. Amen? Say training. Say discipleship. And of course, remember what I told you in our series, discipleship? I said in discipleship, three things you will find. You will find closeness. You will be close to your discipler. You cannot, it's so difficult. We have a lot of people, I don't know if you have noticed the youth and the rest, you should have noticed a lot of people that wish to be trained. They wish to be trained, but they are far away. They wish to be trained, but they want us to do it for them on Facebook. It's difficult. Are you, brother? Is it not difficult? Very difficult, if not impossible. How do you replicate this to somebody on Facebook? Praise God. So you find closeness. That thing looked, it looks so, people are still not seeing the points. You can travel far because you want to go and study a course. You can travel far because you want, because some people, you want to get married to a man that you even scatter later. Sorry, not your own. Anyway, I'm not talking about you. But if you say travel for the sake of the ministry, go and spend 6 months close to in Yaba, Lagos, so you can attend Saints Community every service. You say, why will I relocate because of church? You don't value eternal things. That's all. It's because you don't value eternal realities. See this man that did everything he could do to be here again today from Kaduna. Is value, premium. Say closeness. It's just impossible. Go and look at everyone that was discipled in the Bible. There was closeness. They closed that gap. Facebook mentoring does not work. You cannot grow via Facebook post. You can't. Make a decision that you will read every pastor's post. You still cannot grow. Something will be missing. Thank you, sir. So number two, I said you will find consistency. Consistency. What is consistency? You will be taught repetition. How to stay on the same truth over and over again. Consistency. How to do the same thing. How not to start substituting stuff. Start doing paparazzi because you are looking for the best, latest, reality in town. You will find consistency. Consistency in teaching. You will be taught. You will be taught. Overtaught. And like I told you, is it last time? I was telling you informally a while ago. I said your pastor must operate at least higher than your desire. You understand? That is where the idea of full-time ministry comes in. Full-time ministry means that people are not doing anything. But of course, I don't support that. I will simply say the pastor must have a job that he has more time, so that it can operate at slightly higher than your desire. That's not Rema. Higher than your desire. I mean, so that he's giving you almost too much than you can take. Simple. Amen. All of you here, you cannot grow by just Sunday and Wednesday. You are beyond that, don't you know? Amen. I mean, if it's Sunday and Wednesday, Joshua should go and start a church. Pastor George should go and become a GO. Pastor George should go and become one, G what? Women ministry. G mama. In fact, things that Juliet can teach, a lot of people cannot teach it. A lot of big people cannot teach it. So it cannot be the norm. Or else you will not grow. The norm does not grow a disciple. The norm, what is available everywhere, it cannot. It just cannot. Are you with me, brethren? And 13 here, I said you will find direct instruction. These three things must not be lacking in your life. If your pastor, if your disciple is not giving you, ask for it. Closeness, consistency, direct instruction. Closeness, inclusiveness. Don't forget, you will not be able to say, we call for VG, you didn't come. We call for evangelism, you didn't show up. Membership test, you didn't show up. So if you write what to take over on Facebook, you cannot like it. If you like the post, no luck. We will come to yours. Which one is taking over? If I right there, we ask him. Say, did you like this post? I said, sir, I didn't comment. I only like. Why do you like it? You say no. What did not take at all? You so like I told you, we have so many. Okay, go and see how many pastors friend on Facebook. Like at least followers, everything close to over 30,000. How many comes for WCC? A lot of people just like, oh, thank God. And that's why at times some people go on Living Word Media, another great site. And what do they download? We are forgiven. Hallelujah. We are reality of Christians. Oh, we are righteous. Wow. And if you come to our own website, people, imagine on that our website, advanceassembly.org. Do you know, guess the message that had so much downloads when I checked behind the scene? Titan. I can show you. And the message is only less than 20 minutes. And I wrote a little gist about Titan. People say, finally, let's come on, show us why we must not drop anything in church. I made a post yesterday. I said, don't form a clan with me. It's like, no, it's not a Titus clan versus non-Titus clan. Amen. I'm not in non-Titan clan. That is not the clan. Praise God. Why do we speak? Why do we speak against Titan? It's because of the word, not because of the Titan, not because we are stingy. If you're sure you, I believe your 10% is not your issue. Amen. If you don't pay it at once, you will pay it on transport fare. You will pay it one way or the other. Amen. All glory to God. So it's just closeness will take it will expose hypocrisy. A lot of supposed word men on Facebook. Suppose closeness will take that away. You cannot tell me that the word is working, and you are over Telemundo and you don't pray. It's easy to like it. Do you need to pray to like a post? Not just like, love. Variate. But come and do the prayer. Some people have seen a man of God that said, that WCC thing, I cannot subject myself to such atmosphere. Yet, when Pastor makes poor, but you will share, wow, great man. Right on. Sorry, I don't know why I'm mentioning Pastor so much this evening. Amen. 2 Timothy 3:15. Now to the other, from a child, you have known the Holy Scripture, which is able to make you wise unto salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus. 16 now says, all Scripture are given by the inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction. For evidence, reproof, correction, instruction in righteousness. Of course, reproof there is the evidence. And for instruction in righteousness. In this new life you have, there are instructions. There are instructions. Instructions to cause you to grow. You don't see a Christian life is a Christian growth, spiritual growth is trackable. You can track it. There are things, elements of spiritual growth. They are trackable. You can know if you are getting better. Are you getting it, brother? You can know if you are getting better. Instruction in righteousness. Instruction. Deliberate instruction. Correction. So, I wrote this down in my notes. I said, God trusts the church institution to grow you, to grow saints into eternal relevance. Although Jesus did all the work, but he trusts men to grow the saints into eternal relevance. Because trust me, the impact of your spiritual growth will be eternal. It will tell on you eternally. Things we do for the Lord will have eternal relevance. Eternal relevance. If you are well mentored and you are able, as a result, you are able to do more for the Lord, your relevance will be eternal. Eternal. So God trusts men. God trusts men. 2 Corinthians 13 verse 10. Look at your Bibles. 2 Corinthians 13 verse 10. Men are designed to grow you up. 2 Corinthians 13 verse 10. Therefore, I write these things, being absent, lest being present, I should use sharpness according to the power which the Lord has given me to edification and not to destruction. The power that God has given me unto edification. And this is a letter in which Paul was doing a lot of correction. He said, the power that God has given me will be unto edification, unto building up, not unto destruction. Say corrections leads to edification. Say corrections makes me better. Say in my conduct, in doctrine, corrections makes me better. Hebrews 12 verse 9. Corrections is meant to make the saints better. It builds up. It builds up. Hebrews 12, 9. Furthermore, we have had fathers of our flesh which corrected us and we gave them reverence. Shall we not much rather be in subjection unto the Father of the Spirit and live? How do you subject yourself unto the Father of the Spirit? How do you subject yourself to God? See the next verse. For they verily for a few days chastise us after their own pleasure, but he for our own profit, that we might be partakers of his holiness. Now no chastising or for the present time seems to be joyous but grievous. Nevertheless, afterwards he yielded the peaceable fruit of righteousness unto them which are exercised thereby. So this is my question. How has God chastised these people? I told you before. How? How are they corrected? Through the word. How? Come on, I've told you before. How? This chastisement, how did it happen? Which scripture? Law of Moses? I have told you before. This is Hebrews chapter what? 12, right? So how did the chastisement happen? From 1 to 11. All those things he was saying. What was that? Correction. Take it therefore, brethren, lest there be in any of you an evil out of unbelief in departing from the living God. Exhort one another. Don't forsake the assembly of idiots. All correction is meant for your edification. So how will the Father of the Spirit correct them? Through a man, which we call ministry gifts today. Amen. So the book of Hebrews was written to those Jews who are trying to draw back from the Messiah to the law of Moses, from the promise of the Messiah to the law of Moses. Luke 24, 13. So they were corrected in doctrine. That was doctrinal correction. Doctrinal. What they believed and what they are saying. Doctrinal. Doctrine has to do with what you believe and what you preach. Majorly. Doctrinal. Strong words. He used the strength of doctrine to bring them to order. And he said, it is God that is correcting you. It's the Father of Spirit. If you are in submission to him, you will live. Luke 24 verse 13. And let me just read 13, I will skip. And behold, two of them went that same day to a village called Emmaus, which was from Jerusalem about 17. And he said unto them, what manner of communications are these that you have one with another as you walk and you are sad? 19. And he said unto them, what things? And they said unto him concerning Jesus of Nazareth, which was a prophet, mighty in deeds and word before God and all the people. 24. And certain of them which were with us went to the sepulchre and found it even so. And as the women are said, but him they saw not. 25. Want to go? Let's read together. Then he said unto them, O fools and slow of hearts to believe all that the prophet has spoken. Ought not Christ to have suffered these things and to enter into his glory? Now see the correction. I'm beginning at where? Moses and all the prophets, he expounded unto them in all the scripture the things concerning himself. See, strong word, old fools, slow of heart. Why? He was trying to bring them to order. Those words, fools, slow of heart, will first arrest their attention. Then he now starts explaining. Now, I've told you, don't call anybody a fool without being there to explain. And in fact, I would prefer you call him the fool after you have explained. After he has agreed with you. You know, so can you see that you are a fool? Amen. A fool is still a fool. You understand? Praise God. But because you are sent to them to help them, I mean, don't pursue people away with words. That's what I'm saying. If you know that if I call this man fool, he will stop, he will block me. I will not call him fool at that time. I will wait, teach him well. When he has not agreed, all the foolishness that I have been storing before, I will now call him everything. Praise God. Then he will not be able to go again. Okay, that's just me anyway. See, 1 Timothy 1. Those strong words, that Luke 24:32 now said, and they said one to another, did not our heart burn within us? Why he talked with us by the way? Why he opened to us the scriptures? See 1 Timothy 1 verse 18. Strong words. This charge I commit unto thee, son Timothy, according to the prophecies which went before on thee, that thou by them mightest war a good warfare, holding faith and a good conscience, which some have not put away concerning faith, have made a shipwreck. 21 to go. Of whom is Emmanuel and Alexandria, whom I have delivered unto Satan, that they may learn not to blaspheme. Amen. So that was correction. Of course, how did Paul give hand him over to Satan? That is just a type of idiom or figure of speech. Deliver unto Satan. Which one will we call it? No, it should be one of the figures of speech. That is a figure of speech that deliver a man to Satan. It simply means exposing, like treat him with shame. Like let shame fall upon him. I reprove him. Disclaimer. Open disclaimer. That is shit. Satan does not mean the devil. But there was no way that Satan was sitting there. Paul would go and say, yeah, Mr. Man, you are going to Satan. No, he's simply talking about delivering him to shame. Are you with me? Same thing we have in 1 Corinthians 5 verse 1. Now, this one is concerning doctrine. We'll see 1 Corinthians 5 verse 1. 1 Corinthians 5 verse 1. If you need more clarity on that one, I can help you with that later. Delivering unto Satan. It's just a figure of speech talking about open rebuke. Open rebuke. Are you attentive? 5 verse 1, it is reported commonly that there is fornication among you, and such fornication as it is not common named among the Gentiles, that one should have his father's wife. Imagine. And the issue here is that it was reported commonly. It's an open thing. Reported commonly. And see what he said, and you are popped up, and you have not rather mourned that he that has done this deed might be taken away from among you. For verily, as being absent in body but present in the spirit, I have judged already. As though I were present concerning him that has done this deed. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, when you are gathered together, my spirit, with the power of our Lord Jesus Christ, to deliver such a one unto Satan for the destruction of the flesh, that the spirit may be saved, for the spirit is saved in the day of the Lord. Amen. Praise God. So you can see strong words, strong authority. The church exerts this level of authority. Please, if I've read anything today that I didn't understand, please ask somebody when I'm done with this sermon. So to deliver someone to Satan is the same thing as to open disclaimer. The spirit is saved. The correction is not for him to be for his salvation, but it's for, let me use the word, his eternal relevance. I've told you, it's not every savior. You see the Bible that means eternal salvation. We'll see that one later. Ephesians 4 verse 6. So what is the basis of all this? That's what I will talk about briefly, and we'll be done. What is the basis of all this? What is the basis of correcting church? The basis. Ephesians 4 verse 6, one God, one Father of all, who is above all, through all, and in you all. I'm sure you are looking at your Bible. And unto every one of us is given grace. Say grace. Unto every one of us is given grace according to the measure of the gift of Christ. See, there is something that is called the call to ministry. There is something, yes, we know that the primary call, you are called by the world, you are called by redemption. But yet, there is something that is called the call to ministry. There is something called the call to ministry. Amen. Say, grace has been given to men for my sake. Verse 8, wherefore he said, when he ascended up on high, he led captivity captive and gave gift as men. Unto them is as he gave gift as men. Look at the Bible, verse 9. Now he that ascended, what is it? But that he also what? Descended first into the lower parts of the earth. What's that? What's that? What's the name of that? That's the what? That's the burial of Jesus. That's the burial of Jesus. Verse 10. He that descended is the same also that ascended up far above all heavens, that he might fill all things. What's that? That's the resurrection of Jesus. 11, yes. And he gave some what? He gave some what? He gave some what? Apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors and teachers. 12, for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the building up, edifying of the body of Christ. Now, please write this down. Same way we have salvation based on the resurrection of Jesus, we also have leaders. Same way we have salvation based on the resurrection of Jesus, we also have leaders. The resurrection of Jesus gave you leaders, gave you people, gave you leaders. The Lord appoints leaders over his saints. The Lord appoints leaders over his saints. Just like he's saying that 1 Corinthians 12, I'll be looking at verse 5. 1 Corinthians 12, verse 5. And there are differences of administration, but the same Lord, but the same Lord appointed them. You have leaders. The same way you can say in Christ I have salvation, you must know that in Christ I have what? Leaders. I have leaders. I have men commissioned to grow. Hands up. We have leaders. Say we have leaders. Say we can recognize grace. And we know we have leaders. So Ephesians 4 verse 13. Till we all come in the unity of the faith unto the knowledge of the Son of God. I'm sure you're looking at your Bible. Let me not remind you again. Unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. 14, that we henceforth be no more children, tossed to and fro, and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness, whereby they lie in wait to deceive. Verse 15, but speaking the truth in love, may grow up into him, say up into him, in all things which is the head, even Christ, from whom the whole body fitly joined together and compacted by that which every joint supplied, according to the effectual working in the measure of every part, maketh increase of the body unto the edifying of itself in love. Hallelujah. Praise God. So, let me ask you this question before I continue in a round of briefly. What do you think God stands to benefit when saints grow up? Anybody? What do you think God stands to benefit when saints grow up? Okay, you skip. Ma? They will do the work of the ministry. Effectively, yes. Edifying of itself, yes. We'll be in the what? We understand why he created us. We understand the real intention of God, right? And what is that intention? What does it stand to gain? What is in this show for God? What we enter the account balance of God as? Ma? Many what? Okay, meaning many more will be saved, right? Okay, by time, okay, imagine if it's possible for everybody to be saved in the world today, are we going to stop teaching? Why? So that coming to the knowledge of the truth, what does God have? What is in it for God? When they understand him, what is in it for him? You say we'll be happy. I love that. Hallelujah. Praise God. You know, see. Let me ask you this question. How really is your salvation? How sure is it? It's really right? Now, the same word that said your salvation is so sure, that same scripture also said the church is the body of Christ. Think about it. So, a believer that is not well taught is a deficiency in the body of Jesus. Because what he did for us, it made us so attached to him. It made us so inseparable from him. So you can almost say Jesus is literally in physical pain, almost, when a saint is not growing up. Almost say. Please write the word almost in your note. I say you can almost say that Jesus is in pain when a saint is not growing up. And when a saint is nonchalant about growing up. So if you look at the number of untaught believers on that, you can know how much pain Jesus will be. Amen. So anyway, maybe we'll see that later. So if the Lord has placed men over you, then you have to honor them as one sent by God. To dishonor them will be to dishonor the Lord. To dishonor the men that God has placed over you will be to dishonor God. Men with faults. Men that will tell you to pray. When they don't even know what you are feeling. When they don't even know you are sick. Men that will tell you to fast. Without knowing your predicament. Men that are not omniscience. Meaning, they don't know you have not eaten since morning. Yes, you go to church, you just want to rest your stomach. Say, get up and pray. Say, no, you are praying too lightly. Pray aggressively. Pray like you want to vomit. What? If it is God that is your pastor, it's better. You know, God would have seen that pastor. Okay, you had a serious day. You had a terrible day. Your boss was just chatting on you. So, in fact, you know, if God is our pastor, God just come and say, he will just be telling you, yeah, all true. Yeah, bro, Michael, sorry. The journey was just somehow, I feel for you. Brashel, hey, man, your project, that is why God is not your pastor. That's why he put a man that will not know how your day was doing, that will not be able to sympathize too much with your infirmity. Praise God. Oh, God. Okay, come on, let's wrap this up. So, you must give them that honor of the Lord. That is why believers with no local church, they are not walking in their inheritance in Christ. A believer that has no local church, a believer that has no church, that has no pastor, is not walking in his inheritance in Christ. The church is a platform of God. Write that down, please. The church is a divine platform. is a platform of God. Why must we honor its leader? So that you can receive correction with joy. Yeah. So that you can receive corrections with joy. You know, this is why I tell people. So that, I said, better don't choose a church blindly. But when you, once you have chosen one, once you have chosen a church, once you have chosen a pastor, you must trust them enough to what? To grow you up. At times, your leader, depending on how he's correcting you, you are far older than him. You are far richer. You are far more influential. But God has put honor on them. Amen. Amen. And because when you don't honor, you will not be able to receive instruction. See, I see the church as a divine institution. See, I honor the leaders placed over me. See, I receive instructions. You are not saying this, but it's not righteousness, Abi. Hallelujah. See, I see the church as a divine institution. See, I honor the leaders that God has placed over me. I receive instructions. I receive rebuke. And I become better thereby. Let's take it again. Say, I see the church as a divine institution. I honor the leaders placed over me. I receive instructions. I receive rebuke. They are meant to make me better. So I become better. One more time, let's go. Say, I see the church as a divine institution. I honor the leaders placed over me. I receive instructions. I receive rebuke. And I become better. Thank you.